Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. The learning we do this morning is dedicated to Lili Nishmas Miriam Bas Yaakov by the Lehrer family. We appreciate they donated a month of Nisan in our kolo. So we'll start, we'll get to two, maybe three pieces in Sassem this morning, B'siyat Deshmaya B'li Neder. The first one I want to look at, we need a little bit of a background for. So you look in source number one, the Pesukim and Parshas Tzav tell us, it's a very interesting formulation. We spoke about this yesterday, actually, in the Chabur and the Kolo. Very interesting formulation in the Parsha this week, that the whole Parsha is a Pella, because Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, already told us all of the Karbanos, the Chatas, the Asham, the everything was already told to us in Parshas Vayikra. So what are we doing repeating all of the Karbanos against? That's a question the Mepharshim deal with. The Ramban talks about this, the Svarna talks about this. That's an important question. Another interesting question about formulation, this is something you have to work on homework over Shabbos, is that the Pesukim first tells us about the Chatas and the Asham. Those are sensible that they go together because they're Kadshei Kadashim. They're the highest of the holy, the holiest of the Karbanos that the Kohanim only eat in the Makom Mikdash, and they're Shechted and Safon. They have different dinim than the other Karbanos. But the Kadshei Kalim, the Kadshim Kalim come afterwards. The way the Torah introduces the Kadshim Kalim is with the Shlamim, which makes sense. That's the overarching theme of Kadshim Kalim. But it's so strange. It starts by saying, Vizos Torah Zebach HaShlam, you have it on the sheet. Vizos Torah Zebach HaShlam, Asher Yakrav LaShem, that's the Shlamim. Within Shlamim, there's a type of Shlamim, which is called a Toda, but it's only a subcategory, it's only a type of Shlamim, and yet the Torah introduces with the Toda. So you have to figure out why that is. Why that is, that it starts with the Toda and only then shifts to the general category of Shlamim. Either way, the Pesukim tell us, Im al Toda Yakrivenu, if it's going to be a carbon Toda that you bring, the following halachos apply. There has to be a zevach toda, and after yichalas matzos, blues bashemen, rukiki matzos. We know Rash is going to tell us there's 40 loaves of bread that are brought with the carbon toda. There's the zevach, the actual carbon, and then there's 40 loaves of bread that are brought and eaten with it. And those 40 breads are made up of 30 loaves that are chametz, which is unique from other carbonos. Usually we only bring matzah, non-chametz product, to the mizbeach, to the karbanos in general. So there are 30 that are chametz, 10 are that are matzah. Sorry, 30 that are matzah, 10 that are chametz. So that's what the pesukim tell us here. They outline the idea of the carbon toda. Rashi here fills in some blanks for us. He says, "What's the pasuk mean? Im al toda yakrivenu. If you're bringing it on a toda." So Rashi says, "Im al dvar hoda al nes." You have the Rashi on the page indented in source number one. Rashi says, "Im al dvar hoda'a al nes shena'ase lo." If he's bringing it on a toda, meaning on a hoda'a, for a hoda'a, as a thanksgiving offering for some miracle that happened to him. That's the reason, that's the motivation for bringing this carbon toda. That's what the pasuk is describing to us. What are those examples? We know from the Gemara, Yardei Hayam, someone who escaped from getting, or I should say, crossed through a river, ocean. V'holchei Midbaro, someone who was able to get through a desert. V'chavushei Beis HaAsurim, people who were imprisoned and get out of prison. V'cholosh Nisrapeh, someone who had a chayli sheyesh basakana. He was sick in a serious way, and he was saved from the sickness, from the illness. He was healed. So all of those things are miraculous. All of those things are things we need to have a karsa tov for. So we offer a carbon toda. The lashon of the Gemara is arba'a chayavim lohodos. There are four people who are chayiv, who are obligated to give thanksgiving to Hashem. That's another unique feature here. Usually a shlamim, almost always a shlamim, is voluntary. It's something that I offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the one, there's other examples also, the El of Nazir. But in this case of shlamim, the Zevach Toda, it's maybe, Rishonim argue about this, maybe it's not optional, but rather it's obligatory, Chayavim Lahodos, because the Pasuk in Tilim says, as Rashi quotes, second line, Yodil Hashem Chastov v'nifloosov livnei Adam v'yizbichu zivchei Toda. The way that we offer thanks to Hashem for his chasadim, for his niflos, for his miracles, for his kindness to us, is by giving a toda. That's what the Pesukim here are telling us about the Zevach Toda. Yeah, and it's brought with the 40 loaves. Good. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah here, it's quoted on the page for you, the third thing on the page over here, under source number one, Vizos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, that's our pasuk talking about the Karban Toda, Asher Yakrav LaHashem, Zoveach Toda Yichab Dan Nini. That's how the pasuk in Tilim describes the person who brings a toda. He's yichab danini. He is mechabin me. That someone who brings a toda has offered me honor, says Hashem, has offered me kavod for his things. V'sam derech arenu b'yesh elokim. And someone who, this is a very vague pasuk, it's darshaned by the Gemara differently, but someone who places his ways, something like that, someone who places his ways, organizes his ways, arenu b'yesh elokim. He will see, I will show him, says Hashem, the Yeshua, the salvation of Elohim. So the Medrash tells us that someone who's Zoveach Echatas, someone who brings an Asham, someone who brings all of those Karbanos, that's not who Hashem says Yichab Danini. That's not who Hashem calls a Mechabed Hashem, someone who gave me Kavod. Who's the one who gives me ultimate kavod? Who's the one who offers me the most honor out of all the karbanos? Not the achatas, not the asham, not the kadosh kadoshim, but rather the todah. The todah, one of the kachim kalim. What's special about the todah? Why is the todah more exciting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more of an honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even than a chatas and an asham, the kachay kadashim? So the Medrash finishes and says, because a chatas and an asham, why'd you bring it? You did an aveira, you did something wrong, exactly. There's some, what's called, penance. You're trying to make up for wrongdoing, so you bring a karban. The todah is really because you're trying to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to shine light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. You reach out by offering karban todah of thanks for what Hashem did for you, and the Medrash then continues to say that the end of the pasuk v'sam derech arenu b'yesh elokim refers to someone who, it's so interesting, it's hard to read, elu shein madlikin neros kedei lahayir b'hem l'rabim, people who light candles along the way to show the path to everyone around them. Pretty vague, correct? The end of the pasuk has nothing to do with the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is nice, but what is it really trying to tell us about the karban todah? So now, let's jump into the Sfas Emes with all of that background. The Sfas Emes assumes we know the Rashi, assumes we know the Medrash, and now we do. The Sfas Emes in Parashas Tzav, Tuf Resh Nun, that's 1890. The Sfas Emes quotes this pasuk in Tehillim. He quotes the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that we just read about the difference between todah and all other karbanos. And he says, what's the godless? What's the greatness of the karban todah? He says as follows, Veha Inyan in the bowl. V'ha'inin hu ki persume nisa, publicizing miracles, hu mitzvah rabbah. It's a great, grand, major mitzvah. Ki be'emes kol ha'teva hi gamken hanhagaso yisbarach shemo. Because really the truth is that all of nature, every natural law, gravity, everything that exists in our life, it seems regular, it seems ordinary, it seems like it's mundane, but everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in our lives comes from Hashem, as we know. Rak she'eino nikar. It's not always recognizable. It's not always discernible. We can't always notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running every detail in every part of our life, even the parts that seem natural. Uksheosa Hashem Yisbarach lefamim nisim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens our eyes. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us a nes, a miracle, which shifts our reality. It breaks the norm. It breaks the habitual of nature. And all of a sudden we see, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Lefamim, he does nisim. Harizei yatsim in haklal lelamid al haklal kulo. We know this famously from the Ramban in Parshas Bo, that the big nisim are there to show us that really everything is a nes. The big nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim shows us the whole Shibud, the whole Mitzrayim was a nes. Every time we have a miraculous event in our life, it just is megale, it just reveals to us that everything in our life is miraculous. Everything is running from and through the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what the Nes represents. It opens up our eyes to see that everything around us is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show. Lachain in the bold, in the fourth line, Hamakir b'Nes, someone who recognized a miracle in his life, V'chasadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who umevi toda al zeh. Someone who recognizes it, he brings a toda, he brings a karban, Bazehu sam derech. That's what the end of the pasuk means. What does it mean? He lights along the way. You offer a karban todah, you light lights along the way to show everyone about the Yeshua Elokim. That's what it means to the Sfas Emes. If you're mechabed Hashem by recognizing there was a nes, there was a miracle in my life, and you therefore offer a karban todah, can you just pass a source back to Daniel? Therefore you offer a karban todah to Hashem. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want a sheet? There's a sheet there for you. Thank you, Hashem, for the miracle that you performed for me. So what you're doing is you're opening your eyes to the fact that all of life is from Hashem. All of the miracles in life that seem small are really miracles. And some derech yesh elokim. You're lighting lights along the way. You're lighting up the path, which is usually dark, mundane. You don't see Hashem, but you add those lights because now each step along the way you realize is really run through the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is something that you accomplish for yourself, and you light up the way for other people as well. Now everyone else is walking around the path, realizes, oh, Taka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I see the nes, and I see how everything is truly a nes. And that's the Sfas Emes. This is how you read the pasuk in Tehillim. If you're mechabed Hashem by giving a todah, you're lighting up the way for yourself and everyone else, meaning you're enlightening everyone and showing them that everything in life was really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in life is really deserving of a todah, of a hodah, of a karban todah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sfas Emes continues and says this is really connected to Pesach and all the mitzvahs that we do on Pesach. When we are in Galus, so Galus is a time where the or, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is hidden. It's something which is darkened. We can't really see always so clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. The path is not so clear. And yet, when a Yetzias Mitzrayim happens, when we have a Yeshua, when we have a Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out, so all of a sudden that nes is gevaldik in its own right, and it also shows us that everything in our life was really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. The good, the bad, the mediocre, the power of everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Toda, the Hodah that we have for Yetzias Mitzrayim shows us that everything was really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sfas Emes points out that on the Pesach night, we don't offer a Karban Toda, correct? We offer a Karban Pesach. But what's a Karban Pesach really? It's the ultimate Toda. It's different in one way, which we'll discuss in a second, but it's the ultimate Toda. Because we said before, four people have to bring Karban Toda. People who crossed an ocean, we did that after Mitzrayim. People who got out of jail, we certainly did that from Mitzrayim. People who went through a desert, we certainly did that. And someone who was sick and became healed, Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly healed a fractured nation. So with all of those, Kolamachla. So all of these miracles that we celebrate from one Karban Toda, all of them happen by Pesach Mitzrayim. So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, offer me a Karban Toda. Where's the Karban Toda? We offer Karban Pesach. The answer is the Karban Toda has in halacha similar. A Karban Pesach has in halacha similarities to Karban Toda. We don't have the time to discuss it now. One major difference is what? What's offered with the Karban Toda? 40 loaves of bread, which is okay because matzah is bread, but a bunch of chametz. We don't do that on Pesach. So the Sfas Emes says, okay, obviously we can't do that on Pesach because of chametz. What's the symbolism there? So the Sfas Emes says that chametz represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the dough there also. But chametz takes on its own form. It rises, it becomes fluffy. The hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clouded by the fluff, by the geshmak of the risen dough, by the other ingredients that are put into them to the bread. That's chametz. Hashem is there, but it's hidden. It's deep down. Matzah represents basic, simple. That's the sukkah, but it's Nahama Dehemnusa. It's bread of Emuna, because it shows us that all of the other details are taken out. It's flat, it's simple, and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's represented by the matzah. So on Pesach, we offer a Karban Toda as well. But this is the ultimate Karban Toda. We don't even need the chametz. We don't need to show any hidden nature. It's the ultimate Kavod and Hakar Zatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing that it's all matzah. Everything is really from the Ribono Shalom. That's what a nes like Yetzias Mitzrayim can show us. A nes nistar that happens in natural order, that we offer Karban Toda with chametz. A nes nigla like Yetzias Mitzrayim, like we've never seen before, that we offer the ultimate Karban Toda with only matzah. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize that going forward. The truth is, it goes a little bit further. The Sfas Emes doesn't flesh this out fully, but it's true, and according to him as well. It's just he doesn't say it. If you look in the bottom of page number one, onto page number two, you have the Ksav Sefer in two places. The Ksav Sefer was the son of the Chsam Sefer. So the Ksav Sefer says that you'll notice that Pasuk in Tehillim is strange. If I wanted to say that someone who offers a Toda is Mechabed me, he gives me honor, I would say maybe Yechabdeni or Yechabed Osi, right? But why are there two nuns? Yechabdenani, I always forget how. Yechabdenani, two nuns. A funny way of composing the word over there. So he says the two nuns represent that there's two kavods here. Kavod achar kavod or Toda achar Toda. There's two levels of Akar Zatov that take place. A regular level of Akar Zatov, a person looks at his life and says, oh, nebuch that something happened, but thank God, thank you Hashem, for saving me from that bad thing, correct? That's Akar Zatov. That's noticing a miracle in your life. You know what a higher level of noticing a miracle is? Yechab danini. Two todas. Thank you for saving me, and thank you for putting me into that challenge in the first place. You would never think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the moment. You don't want challenges. You don't even realize why it's good. But on the back end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you out of Mitzrayim, what do you start to realize? The whole shibud, the whole slavery, all the torture, all the pain, and it was torture, and it was pain, but it was for a better good. It was for a goal in the future of a Yetzias Mitzrayim, of forging a nation in the Korah Barzel, of getting to a Tav Dinas Elokim al Ahar Hazeh, a Matan Torah later on, Yechabdanani, two kavuds. One, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for saving me, but ultimately, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also now I see, thank you for the tzara, thank you for the challenge, thank you for putting me in that position that you had to save me from, because we grew from that as well. It's a toda, achar, toda. And if you flip the page, the Ksav Sofer in another place says that's also the pshat, not only in the Karban Toda, but it's the pshat in the Karban Pesach as well. How do we eat the Karban Pesach? Al matzos umrorim yochluhu. We eat it on matzah because, yeah, lo hispik batzekam, ki b'chipazan yatzasa mi meretz Mitzrayim. Because you left Mitzrayim in a hurry. So it's a bread of freedom, matzah. It's a bread which represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. But we also eat it on maror. We also have maror by the Karban Pesach. Why do we have maror by the Karban Pesach? Because we're even giving a toda for the vayimaru eschayehem. We're even offering this Karban Toda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for giving us that avodah kasha, that avodah perech, because we're thankful that that's what forged us, that's what made us, that's what brought us to a Yetzias Mitzrayim. We couldn't have had a Yetzias Mitzrayim without a Mitzrayim. We couldn't have had a Kabbalah Satorah without a Shiva Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Pesach, a Toda, a Vada it is. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes, but also on Matzah for the Nes, and also on Maror for the bitterness that led to the Nes. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of that. That's what the Toda represents always, and on a super, meta level, on a bigger, higher level, that's what the Karban Pesach represents in an even higher sense, with only Matzah, but also Maror to show we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, Toda, Achar, Toda. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each part in my life. In source number 2, we're not going to spend time in it because I want to get to 3, but in source number 2, you have a Sfas Emes in 1875, where the Sfas Emes asks, he asks many times, it's worth looking at the different answers he gives, but why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol is this Shabbos, right? Shabbos HaGadol. By the way, it's Shabbos HaGadol, well, I'll tell you in a second. Shabbos HaGadol is Shabbos. Why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol? So the Torah tells us, and others take this approach as well, that it was the day, 4 days before the Karban Pesach was offered, which we were told Mishchu Ukhu. We were told to take the Karban Pesach and guard it for 4 days until we offer the Karban Pesach. That day of taking the Karban Pesach and really desiring to be Ovdei Hashem, as we spoke about a few weeks ago actually in Sefer Shmos, that day of desire to be Ovdei Hashem and leave Mitzrayim was the day we took the Karban Pesach before we even offered it, 4 days before, and we guarded it. So that would took place on Shabbos, the 10th of Nisan. Happens to be this Shabbos, it falls out, the 10th of Nisan also. But if you were making a marker for the rest of history, celebrate the day where you took the Karban, get ready for Karban Pesach, when would you mark that on the calendar? Not the Shabbos before Pesach, rather, the 10th of Nisan. Meaning usually we go by the date that it happened, not the Shabbos that it happened. So what is Shabbos uniquely tied to this day that we have to celebrate the time when we took the Karban, not on the 10th of Nisan, which it doesn't have to be always, it would be the 12th of Nisan. But instead we celebrate it on the Shabbos before Pesach, whenever that might fall out. Why is that? So we're not going to spend time, but you should read at home source number 2. The Sfas Emes basically explains in this case, he gives different answers in different cases, but in this case he explains that Shabbos is a time where there's no Maisa, there's no action, Shvisa. We sit back, we relax the cessation of all Malacha. So Shabbos is representative of the desire to do more, not necessarily the action to do more, but the desire to do more. And the desire is always more pure than the action itself. Even when you're doing a mitzvah, wanting to grow, wanting to do a mitzvah, that's the purest ratzon a person could have. Doing the mitzvah, sometimes we have different kavanas, different motivations, which puts us to do the mitzvah. Kavod, other things, we want to do mitzvahs for those reasons. But the ratzon, the desire to be close to Hashem, no one could take away the pure nature of that. Shabbos was the time where we took the karban. We didn't offer the karban, we took the karban, because Shabbos represents that purity of thought, that purity of intent, that purity of motivation. That's what we're celebrating, that's what got us out of Mitzrayim. You'll see in source number 2, the second Sfas Emes here in Tavrish Membez, who also says how that's applicable to our daily living nowadays, even in these current times. But if you switch to source number 3, because I want to get to this before we end, you have the Sfas Emes in Shabbos HaGadol, Tavrish Mem, 1880. The Sfas Emes here says as follows, the Iker Shem Shabbos HaGadol, something you might not have come up with on your own. The Iker Shem Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? That's another question he deals with a lot. Shabbos HaGadol, the big grand Shabbos. Hu remez la'asid. It's a hint, it's an allusion to the future. Le'yom Shekulo Shabbos. What do we refer to as Yom Shekulo Shabbos? The times of Mashiach, right after the redemption. It's a hint to the day of Shabbos HaGadol in the future. The Mashiach. She'yesh lanu lekavos b'yamim elu l'geula shlema. It's specifically during this time leading up to and on Pesach where we're supposed to have a special tikva, a special hope, a special pining for the Mashiach, for the end of days, for the ultimate redemption. Now that's beautiful, and it works with the word Shabbos HaGadol, the ultimate Shabbos, meaning the Mashiach. But what is the connection between Mashiach and Pesach? No. It's easy. Redemption, redemption. It's definitely similar words. But what we do on Pesach is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about the past. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim. We are not really spending our time thinking about Mashiach, thinking about the Geula HaAsida, the future redemption. So what inherent relationship is there really that Shabbos HaGadol hints that? And the truth is, it's worse than that. Because if you go to the Haggadah, so we end the Haggadah, what do we sing at the end? L'shana Baba Yerushalayim. We spend all this time singing about Yerushalayim for the end of the Haggadah. And before that, what's the second half of Hallel? The whole second half of Hallel, the whole second set of Kosos, the third and fourth cups of wine at the Seder, everything we're saying there, if you read the words, it's Nishmas, all of these phrases, they're all talking about the Geula Hasida, the ultimate redemption. So we spend really half the Seder talking about Mashiach. And even the very, very beginning, Halach Ma'anya, We talk about Mitzrayim, and then how do we end that paragraph? Hashata hacha, this year here, next year there, in Yushalayim. So really interwoven into the whole Seder, you find not only a zikaron of the past, but you find the hope for the future of going to Eretz Yisrael for the ultimate redemption. So what's that about? What does that have to do with the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why are we talking about the future if we're supposed to be remembering the past? So my Rebbe, Rav Tversky Shlita, on many occasions has quoted this smack. If you look in source number 3, the second to last source on the page, the smack, the Sefer Mitzvah Katan, says a gvaldika thing here. This is amazing. We know there's a mitzvah of emunah, correct? To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam lays down for us 13 principles of faith, Yud Gimel Ikrim, which we must believe in. The last few deal with Tchias HaMesim, Mashiach, things like that. Again, one of them is Mashiach. We have it in a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos tells in Daf Lamed Aleph that one of the 6 questions a person is going to be asked after they pass away is Tzipisa Li Yeshua. Did you hope? Did you pine? Did you yearn? Thank you, Asher, for the Mashiach, for the redemption. Did you hope that Mashiach would come? We're commanded to do so. That means we have a chiyuv, we have an obligation to hope for Mashiach, to believe in the ultimate redemption. Asks the smack, I'm sourcing my mitzvahs right now. Where in the Torah does it say that there's a mitzvah to hope or to believe in Mashiach? Find the pasuk in the Torah that says, you must believe Mashiach is coming. It's not there. It's not there. It doesn't matter whether you're us, whether you're Chabad. It doesn't matter. There's no pasuk. You can't make up a pasuk. There's no pasuk in the Torah that tells you to believe in Mashiach. So how do we know? So the smack says something incredible. Look at the smack. He says, you know there's a mitzvah, you have to believe in it. He says that, uvezet toli masha amru chachamim, you look at the bold in the middle, sheshol la'adam lachem, he says, b'shaz dino, we just said this, tzipis b'Yeshua. Ve'heichan ksiv mitzvah zo, where does it say there's a mitzvah to believe in Mashiach? Ela, shma mina bezet toli. It must be that it comes from here. Shekishim sheish lanu lehamin shotzianu mi mitzrayim, tichsiv. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicha v'gomer. Otzeisicha mimitzrayim, correct? Hashem says, believe in me. Believe in God. God who what? God who created the world? God who gave you Shabbos? No, believe in God, Asher Otzeisicha, may Eretz Mitzrayim. Interwoven into the belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is believing that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Says the smack, what's that telling us? It's telling us you have to believe in a quote, this is how my Rebbe always says it, a God of history. You have to believe in a Ribono Shalom who runs the world, who took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore will make good on His promise to take us out again in the ultimate Geula. The belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means believing in a God who controls history, which by definition means if He took us out then, He'll take us out again. So from the very idea and the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, that's the source for the fact that we believe that He'll do it again, that there will be an ultimate Mashiach. So yes, Pesach is about remembering the past. But remembering the past for a Jew always means thinking towards the future. Remembering the past for a Jew means we recognize the Ribono Shel Olam as the God, the orchestrator of history, the one who runs the show. And that means by definition the same person who took us out, the same being who took us out then, Lishana Ha'abab, Yerushalayim. It's all the phrases of the Geula Asida are relevant on Pesach night because that's what really Yetzias Mitzrayim proves. It's a natural, organic corollary to Yetzias Mitzrayim that there will be a Geula Shlema in the future. If you look at the last source, the Rav of Soloveitchik in his masterful essay, Isha Halacha, so he makes a point that's parallel to this point as well. Geulas Mitzrayim michuberes b'Geula Asida. They're linked. They are tied together. They're inextricably linked. Yetzias Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula, the Mashiach. V'chein, says the Rav, what we just said. V'chein, anu chosmin, b'leilas kadesh chag. That's why we end the Seder on Pesach night, b'halel. Halel ha-gadol v'nishmas. She'kol tochna mishulav im chazon kisvei ha-kodesh shel achris hayamim. Yes, we're celebrating and commemorating the past. Yes, it's a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that very Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also tells us about the future. And it leads us to the belief in a future, a better future of the Geula Asida. So we daven that as we work on our avodah of Pesach, over these days leading into it, Shabbos HaGadol, and going forward, we are zoche to a wonderful Pesach with a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Kehoigen, and that leads to a Mitzvah Hashem, B'siyat HaShemayah, B'karov, a Geula Shelema.